brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is already the ninth day of February, 2007. This is a live Friday edition coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas, the capital city. We'll be here for the next 3 hours. For the second and third hour in studio, we'll have Dr. Michael Kaufman joining us, an expert on the overall New World Order plan. He is also a particular expert with a particular expertise when it comes to the biosphere reserves, the man the biosphere reserves, the corridor, no use, limited use, human use corridors that they're going to use in their new neo-feudalist state. So that is coming up in the second and third hour, getting into part two of the New World Order Master Plan. In the meantime, we'll have open phones in the first, second, and third hour. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. More Ground Zero heroes on the record. Building 7 was deliberately brought down. Testimony of multiple rescue personnel that say that they were told Building 7 was going to be imploded means FEMA, NIST, Silverstein Properties, the federal government all lied. Revelations demand immediate grand jury inquiry into insurance fraud. Vindicates call for new independent 9/11 investigation. We'll go back over some of those new clips. Not new to many of you. It's just there's so much evidence on 9/11 being an inside job that we, frankly, see a lot of it and then move past it, forgetting that we had ourselves discovered this information years ago. By that, there are countless firefighters in newspapers, magazines, in TV clips saying it looked like bombs were going off, looked like lava flowing. They told us get back from Building 7, they were going to bring it down. Silverstein came out and said it. But there are just so many of these firefighters and emergency workers saying this that I discovered several others that I had heard about in the past, but basically failed to report on properly. It is an orgy of evidence. So we'll go back over that. Dovetailing with Dr. Michael Kaufman joining us in studio in the next hour, a huge stack of news where the hype is just reaching fever pitch upon fever pitch to push the fact that the earth is about to basically be flooded by the oceans, and that if we don't have a world government and a world tax on carbon, our lives are basically going to end. Climate change concerts to dwarf Live Aid. And what's Live Aid for Africa? That's just where people give a bunch of money to go to the private banks that's used to destroy Africa and force inoculate the women and children with sterilization compounds and AIDS, you name it. Just the incredible arrogance of these people. Virgin's Branson offers $25 million global warming prize, hyping it with Al Gore. It was as if they were trying to replay the famous skit of Charlie Chaplin, who has a beach ball with the globe of the earth on it, bouncing it around, dreaming of world conquest. Well, Al Gore and Branson posed for news cameras and photo cameras and bounced a beach ball the world around. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. How dumb do they think we are? Doomsday vault to reset global warming effects. Pelosi backs restrictions on heat-trapping gases. AIDS hit South Africa, told that they're going to have mass-scale HIV trial. Blackwater contractor kills vice president's guard. It's all coming up today. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at the bottom of this hour, I'm going to play two clips again, but this time a little bit more of the clips from an amazing radio show, Guns and Butter, over Pacifica Radio. Looked in our Rolodex. We even had the great talk show host, Card. We're going to be getting her on. She interviewed two of the people who responded as emergency workers on 9/11. Just two more in a long list of firefighters, police, emergency workers, people that just helped out, who were told, get back from Building 7, get back from Building 7. In fact, John, there's a new headline article. Whenever I talk to John, that's the fellow up in Minnesota running the show, at the top of PrisonPlanet.com, headline, more Ground Zero heroes on the record. Building 7 was deliberately brought down. If you go into there, there's a clip that we've played before, but so you don't have to search through the computer, of CNN, where the cops are saying, get back, it's about to come down. There's two different police telling everybody get back, literally seconds before Building 7 starts falling. Okay, so we have CNN with video of police saying, get back, it's coming down. They're going to bring it down. Okay, now that is actual live video that was shot on the record. But that gets poo-pooed by the government operatives and their minions and fellow travelers out there that say, no, 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 Building 7, 47-story building, not hit by a plane, small fires, perfectly imploded into its own footprint. And then we just have all the firefighters, police and others, saying, no, we were told to get back. We were told that it was going to be brought down. So we're going to go back through all of that because this is one of the key smoking guns. In fact, let's just go ahead and play the CNN clip where they're saying, get back from Building 7, literally seconds before it collapses. This is CNN.
Keep your eye on that building. It'll be coming down. Watch it blow up. Move it back. All right, guys.
We are looking back. The building is about to blow up. Flame. Debris coming down.
Just in the last few seconds, another building, building number 7, one of the buildings in support of the World Trade Center towers, has collapsed.
Okay. Two different police waving people away three times say, get back, the building's coming down, it's going to blow up, it's going to come down in just a minute. And then it falls down. Let's play that, listen carefully, you can watch the video of them at prisonplanet.com right now. But let's go ahead and play it one more time.
Just in the last few seconds, another building, building number 7, one of the buildings in support of the World Trade Center towers, has collapsed.
All right. You know what? I'm going to get my pen out, and I'm going to actually write down exactly what they say. And let's all do this together. Let's play the clip one more time. Again, folks, here is CNN, the clip, one more time. Listen carefully. You ready with it again, John? Here it is.
All right, guys.
We are looking back. The building is about to blow up. Flame. Debris coming down.
Just in the last few seconds, another building, building number 7.
Okay. I only got two of those written down, and there's at least one more. There may be four in there. One is the building is coming down. The building is about to blow up. Play it again. I want to write down that middle one. I couldn't write that fast. Play it again.
And this building is coming down. The building is about to blow up. Move it back. All right, guys.
We are looking back. The building is about to blow up.
Just in the last few seconds, another building.
Basically, he says that building is coming down, and then twice they say the building, get back, the building is about to blow up. The building is about to blow up. So three times, get back, it's coming down, it's about to blow up. No modern steel structure building had ever fallen, even when they burned, in some cases, 5, 6, 7 days. Madrid, of course, in 2005, burned for almost 2 days with 100-plus foot white-hot flames shooting up into the sky. Just go to your encyclopedia and look at flame heat or flame color, and you will see it in any of your chemistry textbooks. You'll see it in any of your engineering textbooks. It's 101. You will see the image of a flame and the corona of it, and you will see that it is... The lowest temperatures are red, and then red-orange, orange, orange-yellow, yellow, yellow-white, white, and then blue. And depending on what type of fire it is, the white or the blue may be the hottest. Just like when you strike a lighter, okay? 100-plus foot white-hot flames filled with oxygen shooting straight up in the air because they were doing construction and remodeling. They had the windows off all the building. It was a building built back in the 70s, and it was, 40-plus stories tall. And so it had a perfect flue, just like on your chimney. It was shooting in even aluminum desk in 3,000-plus degree temperatures. Only began to buckle, and the steel didn't even collapse. Oh, boy. But jet fuel had already burned out. 47 central steel columns, a bunch of columns around that, people in the gashes, waving their handkerchiefs on cell phones. We've got to play that clip where I'm here, the fires are almost completely out. We have the firefighter tape saying, two small fires, we can knock it down, extinguish all the flames in the building. We've played it many times. It's in my film, Martial Law. And then instantly, all the columns magically shatter. I'm going to get more into this at the bottom of the hour. It's just that I don't even want to get into this subject without spending 2-3 hours on it. How do you even do justice with this much evidence? I think we need to just get like the, I don't know, guesstimation, 50-something clips of firefighters, police, emergency workers. I mean, in martial law alone, I've got, what, 4 clips of emergency workers and others saying that, oh, yeah, they didn't tell me why. They just said, Building 7's coming down, get back. And I haven't even had the time to go grab those out of the film and upload them and put them up in the story. I think Paul Watson wrote a great article yesterday about this, but frankly, he needs to go get Lou Caccioli out of People Magazine talking about bombs going off. We need to add all of the other firefighter videotapes of them saying it looked like bombs going off, lava was flowing, it was like being inside a foundry. That's a steel mill, ladies and gentlemen. We need to add the 4 clips or so that are in martial law. It may be more. I'm going from memory where we have eyewitnesses saying this. We have eyewitnesses, and I've talked to so many who heard it on NPR. I heard it on ABC News. Quite frankly, it was almost 6 years ago. I was driving in the car, flipping between WOAI, that had, I believe, CBS at the time, and KLBJ had 590. And on one of the two, and again, I wasn't really paying attention because, you know, everything was going on at the time, and I'd run to the store to get some stuff for my girlfriend at the time, now wife. And I'm driving, and I remember him saying, Building 7, to protect the other buildings, they may bring it down. I heard it. But we have CNN video now. But the point is, it's just, I mean, this is an orgy of evidence. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, they send people to the gas chamber, to the lethal injection table, with 2 eyewitnesses. Okay? We don't have 2 eyewitnesses. We have hundreds. Folks, and again, we shot almost 100 hours in the 3 days that I was in New York for the 2006 fifth anniversary. And we would be in restaurants eating pizza, you know, 5 blocks from Ground Zero. And the firemen would try to buy us lunch. We would be walking out of, you know, a store where we went, you know, use the restroom. We couldn't get away from the firemen. And again, it's not that I didn't want to talk to them. Literally, they would just tell, thank you, we know they blew it up. We were told to get back. Oh, will you go on camera? No. Some of them did. In fact, we've got I kept saying 90 hours. It's actually over 100 hours because Matt went with us, too. I forgot about him, and he shot about 10 hours. So it's over 100 hours. And we've got a bunch of them who did talk on tape. I mean, I'm sitting there in front of fire captains and police captains in full dress, in the line, going into the wound in the ground, into Ground Zero. And I'm going, they blew it up, control demolition. We know, thank you, keep it up. I mean, I have that on tape. But I've got a limited staff here scrambling around. Right now they're setting up cameras outside the studio, inside the studio for Dr. Michael Kaufman. They're trying to upload the weekly TV reports. My point is, we've got so much evidence, we can't even present it all. I bet detectives and prosecutors are listening, know what I'm talking about. When you've got some case where there's all this evidence, you've still got to go through it all. I mean, I'm literally just drowning in it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I could sit here for the next hour with the clips John's got in the computer, but it would take him an hour to go through all the thousands of clips on our computer and find the 50-something clips we've already got up there with firemen and police saying bombs. And I know we address this every month or so, but now it's just more and more and more and more and more and more. So we've got a job ahead of us. It's just mind-blowing. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi folks, Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
On another 9/11 related issue, current World Bank president and former Assistant Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz gave a commencement speech in early 2001, in June of 2001, just a couple months, 2.5 months before 9/11, where he chillingly talked about sneak attacks in Pearl Harbor and how everybody should basically get ready for it, and how these graduates needed to be ready for it. And remember, they'd written the PNAC document just about 9 months before. And in that particular PNAC document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, at the PNAC official website, they're very proud of themselves. They publish this. They like to brag. And you've taken criminology, some of you out there. You know who likes to brag, don't you? That's their undoing, always. They all brag. They can't help it. And they say, we need a helpful Pearl Harbor event as a catalyzing event on the order of Pearl Harbor or bigger. And the real mastermind of that was Zbigniew Brzezinski. And Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote in 97 of the Grand Chessboard that they needed a, quote, helpful Pearl Harbor event to mobilize the slaves of the West against the barbarians of the East. But please don't. I plugged that book so much. Please don't give me money. Just go to the library. You can read the quotes online for free, but don't believe the quotes online. Go to the library and say, I'd like the Grand Chessboard, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and just sit down for a few hours there in the quiet library with the hum of the air conditioner and read it for yourself. While you're there, say, I'd like Helmut Schmidt's Men in Powers, the former German chancellor, talking about how they do satanic rituals at the Bohemian Grove, written by him. Oh, just another issue. I'm into reading what they say. They brag about it. And no matter how crazy it sounds, we just can back up what we're saying here. These people are completely nuts. But elites throughout history, if you studied history, you know elites, more often than not, are completely off the rockers, involved in every form of bizarrism. Because they have a taste for it, and they have almost total power, and temporal power, as they call it, and they just need to exercise that power and the bizarreness. Basically, they can do whatever they want, so they want to do whatever they want, and that basically is anything under the sun. Each new height or depth, depending on how you look at it, of wickedness, is only an enticement to sink even lower into the depths of the slime pit. But coming up in the next break, in the next segment, I will read this great article by Paul Watson that I contributed to, More Ground Zero Heroes on the Record. Building 7 was deliberately brought down. Testimony of multiple rescue personnel that they were told Building 7 was going to be imploded means FEMA, NIST, Silverstein Properties, and federal government all lied. Revelations demand immediate grand jury inquiry into insurance fraud. Vindicates call for new 911 investigation. They got greedy on 9/11 and wanted the added insurance money from Building 7. Silverstein has now collected over $7 billion. If you see martial law from 2005, I'll say over $6 billion, but then he had got an additional billion plus, so it's now over $7 billion. People will nitpick me. They'll take some new show and go, he says $7 billion. I've even seen this, but he said $6 billion in this. Yes, things change. I get nitpicked when I go, autism was in 168, up from 1 in 20-something thousand. And then new numbers come out, it's even higher, and people go, well, wait, now he's saying it's 1 in 80-something. Well, that's because time moves on. Things get worse. You know, I'll say, oh, look, the Governmental Accounting Office says we really have a $97 trillion debt. That's the total obligation. Someone will then studiously go pull a 2004 radio report where I'm reading the Dallas Morning News saying it is $44 trillion. And that's how these debts work. They just start exponentially growing, and they'll say, what is it? Is it $44 trillion or is it $97 trillion? Or is it 100 plus trillion? You know, yesterday I said it's over 100 trillion now because that was last year's numbers that were really a few months old of 90 plus trillion. So I just want you to be aware of some of the debunkers' tactics. They're very childish. They're very low-grade moron level, but they work on some of the general public. They work on some of the general public because they'll just have a clip of me saying one thing and then a clip of me 2 years later saying another, and it's effective with some people. I'll do a whole show on their tactics.
Baby.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll get into all the new 9/11 developments, and then we'll take calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. But if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John. Big John. Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. Everybody thought that they'd breathe the last, said John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber, gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there along with Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Without a strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there. wanted to save Big John. With Jackson Timbers, they started back down, then came that rumble way down on the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit, they just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John.
Welcome back. Never played all that, I thought I would. You know, before I go to Troy and Lucas and Conley and Jeff and James and Jim, I think I'll just go to you first, think a little bit into these new developments on 9/11. I want to explain something, because I was thinking about this last night. I don't ever consciously have fear of the New World Order. I have fear of not fighting them, fear of them being able to carry out their program, fear of them being able to continue to spread AIDS and biological warfare and sterilization and forced sterilization and the slave rings they run. I have fear of them winning against this species and my family. But I see everybody as my family. It's just instinctive. It isn't some decision I even made. It's what I do. That's why I can't believe so many others don't put every ounce of their energy into this fight and every ounce of their capital. I mean, these are really evil people we're talking about. It's a fact, and you can't deny it. And you got to stand up against it. But when I woke up, I mean, I guess I'd always knew quite a bit about history growing up around people that were into it, and I always read quite a bit. And really, just reading mainstream history, I learned about subterfuge and corruption and control and oppression. But when I started getting involved on air 12 years ago, even before that, getting involved in Buchanan campaigns and things, you know, I knew about the Federal Reserve, and I knew there were a group of big bankers who ran the IRS, and I knew that it was corrupt. But I was still somewhat of a novice. You know, the more you learn, the more you know how much you don't know. The greater my knowledge becomes, the more I become humble. And I remember the old-timers would tell me, yeah, there's plans to use foreign troops to put us in FEMA camps, and yeah, they're doing bad things to people, sterilizing them and putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. And yeah, they're into the occult and they do weird rituals. I'd get these calls when I first got on talk radio and local cable television, and I'd say, okay, yeah, whatever, that's not true. And then over time I researched it and I found out it was true. And I found out that the people who were putting this out had just read the books published by the elitist and had read their own think tank documents or had been inside military intelligence or had been FBI agents and had discovered this on their own. But at about, I guess, 2:30, I'd been asleep about an hour or two. Sometimes I do wake up, and it's not even a fear. It's more of just an shock. You know, it happens every few months. I'll just wake up in the middle of the night. Sometimes it's 5 a.m., sometimes it's 3 a.m. And I'll wake up just wide awake, and I'll get up and go wash my face and look in the mirror, and I'll kind of walk around in my house and go get a drink of water. And I just think about, man, these people really are evil. The things I'm talking about really are true. I mean, this stuff is real, and it just hits me. You know, the shock is all new, just of how incredible this is, and how dangerous, and how scary. And then I do have, you know, these tingles, these feelings of, my God, what have I gotten myself into? And then I literally, and you know, I'm a Christian, folks, not one of these mainline establishment, one world government promoters, but I'm a Christian, born and bred. And I have a personal relationship with Christ, and I just feel the comfort. I literally feel that God comfort me, and I feel all your prayers comfort me. And I feel blessed. I'm so thankful. You know, life goes by so quick, and it's so short, and so many people are just chasing beauty and youth and power and the logos and signets of success, and they're totally empty and unhappy. And for all my problems, and I'm far from a perfect person, I still am a very fulfilled, happy person. And every day I get closer to God. Every day I get closer to being a good person. Every day I'm given greater discernment. Every day I think I get a little bit better. I get a little bit more courage. Every day things become clearer. And my life means nothing to me. I mean, I enjoy it. I like it. I want to live to be 95 years old. I want to see my great-great-grandchildren. I want to see more sunsets and more sunrises. I want to jump into more clear, spring water-fed pools in the low mountains of the Texas Hill Country. I want to feel in the spring cold, wet grass, dew grass on my feet. I want to sit in a cold deer stand and watch the wildlife. I've got so many things that I want to do, but it is such a greater blessing to just set all those things aside for whatever comes and whatever happens. To be alive this one time and to reject the world and all of its... I mean, you think the flesh is great, you think the world is great, you think all this stuff has such a lure, but any time you really attain it, you find out it's dirty rags. It really is dirty rags. Next to the higher calling. Next to trying to be a good person and build good things and be strong and tell the truth and help those that are weak and try to inform those that are ignorant. I just want to thank God. I can't believe how blessed I am. I am just... That I am in the limited position I'm in to reach millions of people, but still it's a great responsibility. With great power comes great responsibility. I am just deeply humbled. But by submitting and by humbling, now I understand really what it's all about. And there lies the strength of our race, the human race, and all the varieties of our race, the strength of our history. And I realize the illusion and the lie. People of the world, they see the skyscrapers, they see the marble floors and the capitals, the temples to their gods. They see the glitz and the glamour, and they're caught up in an illusion, and they think it's going to go on forever for them. Just because the world's been here for tens of thousands of years, our modern civilization for 6,000, just because humanity has been here throughout the millennia upon millennia, that's why you like seeing old things. That's why you like seeing old, beautiful things. That's why you like looking at black and white pictures of your great-great-grandparents. That's why it gives you such a feeling of strength in your heart, and you don't know why. It's because then you realize you're part of the experience of the species. There is a group awareness, a group consciousness, a unbroken chain. And I see the New World Order doing everything they can to break that chain. I see the New World Order doing everything they can to obliterate everything that God has designed to be institutions of strength, like the family, like the community. And it's not going to work. It cannot work. All their high technology, all their mind control, everything they've done, it will fail. It is destined, it is guaranteed to fail. Well, he's first up, and he disagrees, so we go right to him. He's Troy in West Virginia. Troy, welcome to the airwaves worldwide.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Well, have you and the Loose Change crew totally lost your freaking marbles? I mean, you're sitting here reporting on InfoWars and Prison Planet, this hoax of a letter from an EMT person that's not even real. It's one of your own that did it, and you're posing it like it's fact. Can you not be more responsible than that? Can you not, like, look into this stuff before you go posting it everywhere? Even Nutball Fetzer and Judy Wood were talking about it. You understand? You got to be more responsible than this.
You mean your friends were attacking us concerning it, or what?
No, they were agreeing with it. Fetzer and Wood, you mean?
Well, you know something, Troy? You've made false charges. You are the accuser.
I didn't make false charges.
And
well, you're the one making false charges.
Well, you know what? You've got the floor. Just go ahead and run your mouth, and I'll comment.
Okay, you want me to run my mouth?
Yeah, okay. Sure, go ahead.
Well, there are 300 million people in this world, and you and I both know that 36% of these people think 9/11 was a full and total inside job.
There's a 6.5 billion people in this world.
I'm sitting in the United States of America.
Oh, and that's your world. Okay.
I misspoke. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We both know 36% of 300,000. So, but still, it's safe to assume 36% of attorneys think it's a full and total inside job. Let's just assume, I'll use a low number here, 100,000 attorneys inside the United States of America. That means there's 36,000 of them that think it's a full and total inside job. I think you could round out a few thousand of those people to put the perpetrators of 9/11 to justice, but guess what? You can't do it.
There have been another false charge. There have been scores of lawsuits, literally hundreds, filed, and they're all thrown out of court on national security.
Well, then how are you going to prove 9/11 was an inside job? You're never going to do it.
We have done it in the court of public opinion.
Oh. So that means that's it? It's over?
Well, let's take your statements one at a time. We took the statement of someone who claims...
Yeah, they heard this.
Let me talk. Okay? Troy? Just fade him down for a moment, and we'll give him equal time, but I just want to be able to counter this. And by we, I did take the story, the email posted by Dylan Avery, who I respect and think is trying to do the best job he can, and I think is genuine. The real McCoy. None of us are perfect. We did take that, and we did write an article about it. And we said in our article, regardless of whether or not this whistleblower who we're trying to get to go public is real or not, why doesn't the media focus on all these firefighters and EMTs and police and emergency workers who have said the same thing on record? And their names are public. They've been at public events. Now, you know, I notice you don't call in and talk about the gentleman who was on the bus that got bombed on 7-7 in 2005, who admittedly was on the bus and saw them directed by the secret police there, and saw the secret police when it went off and saw them out there with fake bandages and video cameras. Notice you don't attack that. And you don't attack the fact that we just played a CNN clip with two cops saying, get back, the building's coming down, it's going to blow up, it's going to be blown up. And you don't want to talk about the firefighters on New York television saying it was like lava, molten steel, running down the channel rails. Well, the video we have of that from multiple news chopper cameras and from ground cameras, we now have three different sources on that. Or Giuliani saying they were told to get out of Building 7, it was going to be brought down. Or Silverstein saying it. You don't want to address any of that. You want to just out of the blue claim that, number one, this guy's fake when we don't know that, and we set out of the gates, we're going to check this out and try to get him to go public, try to get him to vet it. Okay? We just said this is one more, and I even said, why are we even looking at this when we have all these others? And then you say that we forged it. Now, I ask you this question, and if you don't answer it, I'm going to hang up on you because this isn't a serious debate if you don't. What is your evidence it's a fake letter, and what is your evidence that, quote, we, and we're separate, but I don't believe he would, Dylan Avery, Louder Than Words Productions, or Jones Productions, what is your proof that we forged it? You did say that.
One of your own forged it.
One of your, okay, so what is your proof that one of our own forged it?
Because this guy sent an email to Dylan Avery and Mark Aradian. There's an email address. You go to MySpace. You do a search engine on that address. The guy, 6 months ago, had a MySpace account with the name V. Anybody with the name V is from V for Vendetta. All them people are nutball, nutjobs. They are
what is your proof? No, let's go slow. You got to talk fast there. Let's go over your proof right now. Well, excuse me? Somebody's got a V in their email address that proves?
No. He's got an email address. You go to MySpace. You do a search by that email address. It pulls up a name. The guy's name is just the letter V. Now, if you look at all your nutballs,
uh-huh,
MySpace pages. Like, there's a whole bunch of people with the name V and that little goofy math.
Yeah, there's tens of millions of, let me stop you. There's tens of millions of people saying that. So that's your proof that it's staged. Well, that's interesting. Go ahead.
One of your own. It's a fact. If I'm wrong, I'll buy every one of your movies, I promise you, off of InfoWars.com.
You can watch them for free at Google.
No, I want to buy them.
But Troy, let me go back here. You said that it's a lie, and I need to know your proof of that. You haven't given that proof. Troy?
Yes. Where's the guy? What's the guy's name? He's making stuff up that nobody knows.
We happen to know his full name. We happen to know his full name now and where he lives. We're trying to get him to go public. He's very scared.
Very scared.
Why don't you talk to Mr. Burlingame's daughter who got firebombed to death? We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, is Troy still there? Troy, I don't have all day to play games with you. Are you saying that the other emergency workers, firefighters, saying bombs, saying molten steel, like a volcano, like a foundry, are you saying the emergency workers we played yesterday from nationally syndicated radio, that they're not real either? Are you saying they didn't say they were told to get back, that the building was going to be brought down? Because we just played CNN earlier where two cops are on video saying, get back, the building's about to come down, it's about to blow up, Building 7. Are you saying that isn't real either?
I'm saying you're taking stuff out of context yet again, as you always do.
Okay, specifically, how are we taking that out of context?
They heard explosions. They were told the building was going to fall, which it had a big freaking crater in it and had huge fires in it, which you've always failed to mention that.
A big crater after one and two fell, they did. Building 7 didn't.
A chunk of the southwest corner was taken out of it.
A little bit of facade and some windows.
Oh, please, please. You just need to quit lying. That's all you need to do. Just quit lying.
I'm not
lying.
We have the photos.
I got the photos.
Hey, you're the one. Hold on. You're the one that lied, saying that you knew this was a forgery and that you knew it was a lie when you have no evidence.
I'll bet my life on it. This one, nobody will ever come out. This is not a real...
Nobody will ever come out.
I mean, a person did it, but the person's lying. 100% guarantee you. I guarantee you. 100% without a doubt. And oh, by the way, World Trade Center 7 never fell on its own footprint. Please quit repeating that lie.
It fell on a perfect footprint.
No, it did not. And quit lying.
Okay,
about
just
that,
you keep
please.
Saying lying. What's your evidence?
Well, there was a building, 30 West Broadway, that was damaged because of it, and they even actually had to tear it down in 2006 because of the damage World Trade Center 7 caused to it.
The U.S. Post Office was 24 feet away, and it got a few broken windows. The thing fell perfectly in its footprint.
No, it didn't. You're lying again. You're lying again.
You just say I'm lying.
You are lying. It's a lie.
And I bet you think I'm lying. You said a few weeks ago when you called, I'm lying about the North American Union. Right?
Don't change the subject.
No. You said that was a lie, too, right?
No comment.
No, you did. We can go get the tape.
I know I said it. What are you changing the subject for?
Well, no, because you just say everything doesn't exist. You say we lie about Lou Dobbs lies about everything. We're all just a bunch of liars.
Listen, you can't even get the Larry Silverstein quote right. You don't understand English like a normal person.
We played it yesterday.
You don't understand English like a normal person.
And I bet you say Gulf of Tonkin wasn't a staged event, though it's totally declassified.
There you go. Changing the topic again.
No, because you've said, you know, in the past, you say everything's a lie.
No, I don't disagree with everything you say.
Oh, wait, so Gulf of Tonkin wasn't a stage provocation, or was it?
There you go, changing the subject.
I'm asking you a question. You don't care about evidence of past behavior.
Right.
It's like if you got a bank robber living on the street, and then the police shouldn't go question the guy that's robbed 10 banks before and just got out of prison.
Yeah, smooth.
Pardon me?
Smooth.
No. What I'm going to do is, I got Dr. Michael Kaufman coming in for right around 2 hours. What I'm going to do is the last 15 minutes, so I figure an hour and 45 is enough with the gentleman. We're going to interview him after for a film. I'll just play a bunch of clips of the firefighters and the police and the emergency workers. I'll just play all that, and I'll play Silverstein again, and I'll play it all for you coming up at the end of the third hour. And also, I would just like to understand from you, NIST has given 5 different reasons Building 7 fell now. Which one of those 5 would you... Because now they say none of those 5 caused it. Which one are you still saying caused Building 7 to fall?
I don't know what caused it to fall exactly. They will have the report out.
Why had no modern steel building ever fallen?
Modern steel... Yeah, another lie. There you go. Lying
no,
there again.
Was a 2-story tar roof warehouse in Chicago that collapsed. A tar roof wooden structure. And that's what you guys use.
I'm not a debunker.
That's what Popular Mechanics used.
A two-story
tar building, wooden building. Okay. Hey, listen, always good talking to you, Troy. Yeah, you're right. The government's good. Everything's fine. There's no world government. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.